The letter Y. Yoga. I love yoga, and no matter how overloaded my schedule is or how nonstop my travel, I practice it 2 or 3 times a week. I'm not opening with that statement to say, I practice yoga, so you should too. Instead, I'm saying, if I can do yoga, you can do yoga, and/or if I have time, you have time. Yoga is a system of exercise designed to bring the body and mind together as one united entity in complete harmony with itself. It dates back a minimum of 5,000 years and has developed into more than 100 different disciplines or schools. All of them, though, work from a base of the same 3 primary elements of exercise, breathing, and meditation. It's not a religion, nor are there any required behaviors or beliefs, except for one. According to the yoga philosophy, we already have within us everything we need for our greatest fulfillment. Sometime in the second half of the 1800s, yoga made its way to the United States, where its popularity began to grow very slowly, but even more surely. It's probably no surprise that as it evolved and took its own forms in the Western world, the 8 limbs of classical yoga, for the most part, narrowed themselves down to the 3 that involved the least self-deprivation: physical exercises, breathing techniques, and meditation. Even the most traditional members of the Western medical community are finally endorsing yoga as being legitimately beneficial to physical health and well-being. The exercises and breathing postures definitely stimulate specific parts of the body corresponding to the endocrine glands, which affect everything from our metabolism to our immune system to our abilities to process blood sugar, effectively deal with stress, and develop constructive sleep patterns. The late magnificent teacher mythologist Joseph Campbell wrote a beautiful description of the idea of yoga in his essay on Hinduism, and interestingly, yoga preceded Hinduism, by the way. Campbell wrote, "Yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous activity of the mind stuff. We are all, as we sit here and stand here, the broken images, the broken reflections of a single divine perfection. But all that we ever see when we look around with our mind stuff in its usual state of spontaneous activity is the broken rainbow reflection of this perfect image of divine light. Let us now open our eyes, let the waters stir again, let the waves come into action, and we shall know that all these flashing sights before us are reflections, broken images, of that one divine radiance which we have experienced."